What is up, podcast? This is Gary from MyVideoGameNews.com, and today I am talking, I'm actually talking video game awards again. The show happened last week, and I think it went pretty good. If you listened to the previous podcast, I made some predictions. Only one of them came right, unfortunately, but I wanted to talk about the show. It's still kind of fresh on my mind and still hopefully still fresh on your mind, but I did want to talk about the show, and I wanted to see what you guys thought. I will be recording more podcasts and more thoughts and all that kind of good stuff, because a lot of stuff seems to be popping up at the end of the year here. It's been a fun time of year, so sit back, relax, please enjoy the podcast, and let's get started. All right, so hopefully the Game Awards is still on your thought process, still on your thought wave, still on your thinking, and I just want to talk about what I predicted and versus what came true. The only thing that I predicted that actually came true was the fact that they announced Mortal Kombat 11, which was a really cool way to do it. They had Ed Boon. Oh my gosh, I can't think of the guy's name. Was it Ed Boon? I don't know. They had basically one of the Mortal Kombat creators. He was getting ready to present an award, and he said, here are the nominees for, and I want to say it was the best sports slash racing. And they cut into the trailer, and the trailer was, as expected, brutal. It was amazing. It was bloody. It was crazy, crazy, crazy. And it was just a really cool way of doing it. So I thought that was really, really nice. I wanted more reveals like that. Like, I thought that was a really cool way to do it. So while the show is still in our minds and fresh in our minds, and like I said, I know what happened last week, but while it's still fresh kind of in our minds, I wanted to talk about it. Overall, I love the show. I think it gets better every year. I think it actually is a little too long. If I'm going to be critical about anything, I think it's a little too long in regards to the show. I think they can cut out the special guest band or group that appears, the music part. I do like the orchestra. I thought that was really well done, and especially at the end when they presented Game of the Year. Red Dead Redemption pretty much won everything except for Game of the Year, which I thought was well-deserved. I thought it should have went to God of War, and I was very, very happy that God of War did that it did get the nod of Game of the Year, because I think that nothing came close, but I mean, I definitely think that deserved Game of the Year. So now that I look back on it, one of my main predictions and one of the main news items or whatever you want to say was the fact that Nintendo was going to show some sort of Metroid. Side note, and this is how my mind works, so hopefully you guys you guys like to listen to this stuff. This is me just talking about video games. Just a side note, the fact that all three people came out, Reggie and Phil and what's-his-face from Sony, came out and started the show, that was amazing. That was really, really cool. It's a really cool moment when all three companies just came out and said, you know, I thought that was amazing. So hats off to Jeff Keighley. So, all right. So anyway, back to my point. Everyone was heavily, heavily, heavily rumored that Nintendo was going to indeed show something Metroid related, whether that be Metroid Prime Trilogy. That's kind of what was being heavily hinted at. And it made sense, and maybe a teaser of Metroid Prime 4. And if you notice, actually, Reggie had, even though it was a Smash Brothers shirt, it was actually Metroid still, so I think he was still kind of trolling us. But the only thing that really showed up for Nintendo was a bunch of commercials for Smash, which were very, very well done, because it was really cool, because everyone's like, oh, well, now it's time to go get Smash, you know, at the end, because a lot of people were having midnight openings. So I thought that was really cool, and I thought the commercials were real well done. And then we had the surprise that Joker from Persona 5 is going to be actually in the game as part of the downloadable characters. I hope I get a lot of hate from this. The reason why I hope that is because that means people are listening to the podcast. I personally did not see it as the end-all, be-all, huge reveal. But the internet and Twitter really, really exploded. So I got to brush up on my Persona game because I've never played Persona. I've never played Persona 5. And I think it's only a matter of time, to be honest, before that game actually shows up on the Switch, just because this person, Joker, is going to be in Smash Brothers. So the internet seemed to have a very, very, very positive reaction to this. And so, like, I was like, what? That's the big reveal? That's the big, oh, man, the internet's going to be so mad. And I jumped on Twitter, and all the comments seemed to be pretty positive. So it was really cool because it did not leak. Nobody saw that coming. So I thought that was a really, really, really cool to end. And now that I think of it, like I said, it was heavily rumored that Metroid was going to be revealed and all that kind of stuff. Now that I think of it more, though, Nintendo is a company that, when you think about it, they're very focused. I want to say they're very focused on the here and now. And what I mean by that is it's not that they're not looking for the future, right? I think they're going to release a Nintendo Switch Pro next year, and I think it's going to be announced, right? But Smash Brothers Ultimate is, like, pardon the pun, is the ultimate Smash Brothers game. And I think that if we look at it, it was a very smart move, deliberate move from Nintendo to solely focus on another good year for Switch owners and the biggest title coming out this year for Nintendo Switch. Looking back at that show and looking back at the possibility of them saying, hey, we got Smash, or, you know, we have Metroid coming out. And also, here's a little clip. That could be saved for a complete different time. I guess I just fell into the hype a bit. And I think everyone else did as well. So I thought that it was well done. It was very deliberate on Nintendo's standpoint, especially since the game was launching that night. And they had another good year for Nintendo Switch. And, you know, why take away from Super Smash Brothers Ultimate when it's your biggest title, especially at least of this year, right? So, I mean, that made a lot of sense once I took a step back. And this is actually why I'm making this podcast show, is because of this main idea, this main point that Nintendo's very deliberate. It made sense now that I think of it. I really thought that they were going to show something, but now that I had time to consume the show, consume the content, see what they did, see what they came out with, and announced a DLC character that apparently exploded the internet, it made a lot of sense. So I guess that's my point. I'm being long-winded, but that was my point to that. So it made a lot of sense when Nintendo did it, and I look forward to what they have to show come next month, come January, when the dust kind of settles. They're going to focus on this holiday season. There's only 2 more weeks left till Christmas as of this recording. Actually, probably only, 3-4 weeks left for this year. So they want to finish out the year strong. They want to, you know, really focus on Smash Brothers. Then I think they're going to have the Metroid blowout, which they may have a separate blowout other than a Nintendo Direct. But we'll see. Usually they hold a very big Nintendo Direct. And I think that 2019 is going to be a very interesting year, not just for Nintendo. So I hope that we are getting some listeners out there, and we are, which is good. That's fantastic. Please share with your friends. But hear me when I say 2019 is going to be a very, very, very interesting year, not just for Nintendo. I don't know if I should just leave it at that or kind of go into a little bit more detail, but I think it's going to be an interesting year for Sony. I think it's going to be an interesting year for Nintendo. And I think it's going to be a better year for Xbox, which I'm just going to leave it at that. It's going to be a very interesting year, right? New Switch rumored. Sony's throwing out patents that look like they might release something as well, hardware related. And Xbox actually has a pretty decent games lineup. And they really recently said something that they want Xbox Game Pass on every system. So that would be interesting. Now, I don't know how that would work, but that would be pretty cool. So I think 2019 is going to be an interesting year. So if you're tuning in to this podcast, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much for listening. Please share it with your friends. It would mean the world to me if you share it with your friends. Or the fact that you're listening, I sincerely, sincerely appreciate it. If you want to get a hold of me personally at any time, hit me up on Twitter at MVGN. That's at MVGN. If you're a Anchor user, Anchor is what I use currently to record and distribute my podcasts. It's a very easy way to do it. Matter of fact, you might actually hear an ad at some point of myself promoting Anchor just because it's a really easy app to do. It's you can follow me on Anchor or just follow me on the website, myvideogamenews.com. So again, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for listening. If you have anything that you want to say, I'd love to hear from you. So hit me up on one of those and we'll see you on the next recording, which should be very soon. I do have a lot to say about what's coming out and what's coming forward and all that kind of good stuff. So thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.